Now then, LFU, hopefully you're enjoying yourself, and it's another Leeds United match day, which of course means Lads Pre-Match Pod is here. The correct way to start your match day, even if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home, we've got all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, we're back to FA Cup action with Birmingham away. It's going to be a fun one. But before we jump in to the pre-match talk for Birmingham away, let's talk about Tuesday night's game against Chelsea. And what a strange game it was, because after watching that first half, if you told me we were going to get a point from this game, I'd think you're on a different planet. I wouldn't even think you're a human being coming up with a judgment for that game. Because, oh my goodness, that was one of the worst halves of football I think I've ever seen Leeds United play. And I genuinely mean that. Why, this is... That first half was awful to like how we were playing 10 years ago. In fact, we were probably playing all right. Might have had Gary Monk then. But it was awful. It was not good whatsoever. However, second half, we turn it into a quality comeback and a quality result, getting a draw against Chelsea, which isn't bad at all, considering we've taken 4 points off them this year. But let's see what I had to say after the game. Leeds United 2, Chelsea 2. I mean, wow. Just wow. That's the only word I can use to describe that game, really. Just the Cole Palmer miss at the end, I think. If we stay up this season, we're going to be looking back on that moment and going, oh my goodness, that saved us. But more about the game itself. First half, I think that was one of the worst performances I've ever seen from Leeds United. You know, history shows that when you start eight defenders, basically eight defenders in a game, it basically sets you up for failure. And that's what happened in that first half. You know, going 2-0 down or 1-0 down, whatever it was just not good. We set up to fail in that game, but thankfully turned it round, got a bit of luck. As soon as we started running at them, we were great. We looked good going forwards at times. I mean, don't get me wrong, we only had 3 shots, so obviously we weren't that great, but an amazing result. That is a fantastic result. Away at them guys down in London. It can't get better. Thanks for the 4 points this season, Chelsea. Come on, Leeds.
Thank you for the 4 points indeed, Chelsea. Thank you very much. But yes, a good result in the end, although the first half was pretty rocky. It turned out to be okay, didn't it? Which, you know, isn't bad whatsoever. So, let's crack on with the Merv Awards. Right then, Merv Awards time. This is the part of the podcast where I go through and rate every single player that played in our most recent game, which was, of course, Chelsea away, and I rate them out of 10. And at the end of the year, we see who has accumulated all the points and who's got the highest wins the Merv Award. So, let's get stuck straight into it. We're going to start off with Carl Darlow, as always. Start off with the goalkeeper. I've given Darlow a 5. I think he didn't have a lot to do. I didn't really see... Well, I think that's probably a bit of an understatement, because Chelsea did pepper us with a lot of goals, but I don't really remember him doing much. Like, there wasn't really a point where I was like, oh, what a save that was from Carl Darlow or something. So, I think he had a very average game. Just Darlow being Darlow, giving him a 5. Rodon, I've given him a 5. I think the whole... not even the back line, I wouldn't say the back line, but the back three in general just didn't play well. They really didn't play well, which was quite disappointing. You know, that first goal that João Pedro scored, I mean, come on. How are you getting split open as a defence that easily with 3 centre-backs? A pass down the middle splits open our defence of 3 centre-backs. It was daft. I've given Joe Rodon a 5. Justin, I've given a 6. He's turning out to be a bit of a player for us. You know, he did his job well. Nothing too amazing coming from him.
giving him a 6 on Mike and Justin at the minute. Bornau, giving him a 5. Just didn't really do anything of note. I don't think much of the back line did, really, apart from this next person, but not in a good way, which is Yaka Biol, and I've given him a 1. I've given Yaka Biol a 1 because my reasoning for it is just because of the penalty. The penalty. What a stupid decision that was from Yaka Biol. To put 2 hands in the back of João Pedro like that, in the penalty box. Why on earth would you do that? It was stupid. Absolute stupidity. Such a rash challenge to make. And I don't even think he did a lot for the rest of the game as well. I remember sitting there watching it, and I already thought this through. I was like, I don't care what Biol does for the rest of this game. He's getting a 1 in the Merv Awards purely for that idiotic challenge in the box. Why on earth would you put 2 hands on a player's back inside the penalty box? Stupid decision making from Biol, giving him a 1. Bogle, 6. He had a good game. I have to admit, Bogle did have a very good game, you know, essentially getting us our 2 goals with those runs forward that he did. It was fantastic, but defensively, I just don't think he did a lot, so that's kind of what's stopping him at a 6. Goodmanson, I've given him a 6. He had a pretty decent game, but didn't do too much. He wasn't like Bogle in terms of, you know, getting those goals. Well, not getting the goals, but, you know, driving that ball forwards. But Goodmanson's just a tidy little player. Aronson, giving him a 4. Pretty disappointed with him just purely because it kind of felt like we were getting the Aronson of old back that we thought we got rid of. You know, holding on to the ball for too long, losing it, making a silly decision. I thought he had quite a poor game. Ampdu, given a 5, just didn't really do too much in my opinion. Same with Gruev. Nemecha, although he scored a penalty, which was a great penalty, giving him a 5. Again, just didn't do a lot to actually affect us going forward. Okafor, who's been on great form recently, picking up a goal against Chelsea, giving him a 7. I'm really liking him at the minute because we're actually starting to see him use his pace and physicality that he has. He's running at players, he's dribbling at players. I'm really liking Okafor at the minute. I've given him a 7. Longstaff, 4. Came on, gave a free kick away, and that was it. And Dan James, given a 5. Did some okay runs down the wings sometimes, but again, nothing really game-changing was there. But there we go, LFU. That is the Merv Awards for Chelsea away, which we played on Tuesday night. So let's get stuck into today's lunchtime kickoff against Birmingham. So, the pre-match talk, Fark's presser, what do we know? It was a relatively short presser. I was looking at all the transcripts from it, and the press conference lasted about 2 seconds. So, we didn't really get much from it, or nothing too precise. He was quite vague in everything he said, but injuries-wise, Stack and Strike are still recovering, so that probably means we won't see him in today's game. DCL is back, and we have no new injuries, which is always good. So, a pretty brief press conference from Daniel Fark there. A nice and quick one, but with good news. DCL back and Stack and Strike are recovering, so hopefully they're fit and ready for next Saturday's game against Villa. So, let's get stuck into the starting 11. So, this is where I'll tell you who I'd go for if I was the manager of Leeds United and what I think Daniel Fark would go for. So, Perry in goal, Justin, Bornau, Biol, Rodon, Byram as the back line. Ampadu, Longstaff, Gruev in the midfield with Okafor and DCL up front. So I think bringing Perry as a swap for Darlow, let's get Perry a game so he just isn't on the sidelines constantly and it's a cup game. So, I mean, I was just about to say so we don't put Darlow at risk, but like Perry and Darlow are kind of like balancing each other out at the minute. I think Darlow maybe is just a bit better than Perry, but let's go get Perry some minutes because he might have a blinder of a game and he could be in for selection against Villa, which would be nice. The back line, Justin Bornau, Biol, Rodon, Byram. I think it would just be nice to have Sam Byram have a run out, you know, rest Bogle or something, or it can be interchangeable to be fair because Byram can play left back as well, so maybe that means rest Justin as well. Goodmanson, rest him. I think these are players that we just shouldn't risk. Important players, so that those fullback positions could literally be interchangeable with absolutely anything. Midfield, Ampadu, Longstaff, Gruev. Longstaff's come back from injury. Let's get him into the team. Let's get him firing, playing some good football so we have that reliable option on the bench. Ampadu and Gruev, just keep them in. Then up front, Okafor and DCL. Okafor, I think, deserves a start. And if he plays like how he's done recently against Birmingham, he should absolutely rip them to pieces. And then DCL, get him back. He's had a rest against Chelsea, obviously, with that illness. Let's get him back in the team. Let's see what he can do against Birmingham. What I think Daniel Farke will go for, Perry, Justin, Bornau, Biol, Rodon, Byram, Ampadu, Longstaff, Gruev, Okafor, and Nemecha. Kind of a similar setup to when we played Derby. So, you know, you've got Okafor and Nemecha, although we did play Pirro, actually. So, essentially exactly the same, except Nemecha and for DCL. Reason why? I'm not too sure. I just think it will give Nemecha a run out, although DCL could be an option because Nemecha did play in midweek against Chelsea, so we could see him get rested. So, there we go. There's the starting 11's LFU. Let's move on to the score predictions. So, cup game against Birmingham. It's going to be a tough game. Birmingham are always going to make it hard for us because it's an FA Cup match. It's a Premier League side coming to a Championship side. It's on telly. Eyes are going to be on it, so it's going to be a tough game regardless of the team that we put out. It'll be nice to get a cup run. I'd really enjoy to get a cup run now just because, I mean, I really don't want to jinx this, but just the way the league's looking and the results we're getting, we maybe could get a decent cup run. Although, I'm never that big of a fan of going deep into the cup, especially when you're in a relegation battle, because I think it just adds one more thing to worry about. And obviously, I'd rather stay in the Premier League than win the FA Cup. So yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but I think we'll win. We should win. Hopefully the players are going to be firing. We're on form. 2-0 win against Birmingham. That's what I think it's going to be. Right then, you've heard enough of me doing all the pre-match conversation ahead of Birmingham. Let's see what Dad has to say in the wiser view.
Well, should we be looking at this game beyond anything other than a great day out? No expectations of FA Cup glory at all. But, yeah, I'd like to see Pirro get a run out again and score a few past the Brummies. I'd like to see a bit of a different shape, a different style. Get all the guys on, a bit of time for Dan James on the pitch to tear them apart. So, look, if I'm going to go for a score, I'm going to go for a nice 2-0-er. Although, you know, we concede a lot of goals as it stands, so if we did a makeshift back 4-3, whatever the hell we go for, I would assume we're going to concede. So maybe 2-1, I'll lock in. But it'll be a great day out, good fun in Birmingham. The sun will be shining, hopefully. And, yeah, let's go 2-1 lock in. And Dan James, good run out, maybe bagging the winning goal.
Well, there we go, LFU. Sounds nice, that, doesn't it? A winning goal from Dan James, a 2-0 or a 2-1 win, and a fantastic day out in Birmingham. That does not sound bad at all. But there we go, LFU. Another pre-match pod in the books and done. Make sure to follow the socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. If you're off to the game today, like me, let's go have some fun over in Birmingham. It's FA Cup weekend. It's always a great laugh. And if you're staying at home or if you're off to the pub listening on the radio, whatever you're doing, go enjoy yourself. It's FA Cup time. Let's have some fun. And Leeds United, let's get a win and go on into the next round of the Cup. Come on, Leeds!